Men in Black at the Airport. The startling sight of an arbitrary takeover of part of the country's primary airport last week demands much more explanation. It appears that the 200 Men in Black who seized a parking facility at Suvarnabhumi Airport were pawns in a big business deal. It is hard to imagine how airport patrons must have felt when this military or paramilitary force descended on the parking lot. It is more difficult to discern why there has been no reaction. The country's primary airport was partially seized by a large force of armed men. Bangkok is under a state of emergency, yet officials charged with protection failed to respond to the blatant threat to public safety. Men in Black has taken on a certain sinister meaning since the violence of April and May. It is why last Friday's intrusion into airport facilities by 200 armed men in black is more disturbing. Members of the public who were on the scene were almost certainly frightened beyond the normal shock of seeing a group of uniformed and armed men. Someone may think that black uniforms are intimidating. In the Thailand of post-May 19th, that is right, they are more scary than ever. The takeover of the parking lot apparently began at 4 a.m. last Friday, just as Suvarnabhumi was getting started for another busy day. According to witnesses, the armed men in black blocked entrances and exits. They seized the ticket booths, chasing out the no doubt terrified cashiers. They then proceeded to extort the parking fees from cars leaving the area. There were no reports of actual violence during the roughly 1 hour that the armed bandits, really, grabbed control of the car park. During the time of this act of piracy at gunpoint, no notice was given to the public. The airport authorities carried on as if there was no threat. And, by luck, there were no reports of violence inside the terminal or near the airplanes. Airport security gave no response to the threat. The Center for the Resolution of Emergency Situation not only brought no resolution to this security emergency, it had no recorded response. The Minister for Security and his boss, the Prime Minister, have made no comment. The armed forces have had no comment on the massive breach of security. The silence from political leaders and the military may be for a reason. It is extremely troublesome that the Men in Black seizure of part of the airport is a business dispute that has jumped the shark. According to this newspaper's reporters, it involves the Poomjai Party, the key supporter of the coalition government, and a senior army officer. Transport Minister Sopon Zarum, a Poomjai Thai member, denies this. He also has no explanation for the armed invasion. The government and its emergency force have been both blind and deaf. They seem to feel that the business dispute over a parking contract requires no response. But the frightened public and the highly concerned foreign community not only expect better, they demand it. How 200 armed and uniformed men got inside the airport perimeter is an obvious concern. How they actually evaded all security to enforce their will at gunpoint against employees and the public is a major problem. The government and security agencies owe the public a full explanation of what happened. It must include assurances that steps have been taken to ensure it never happens again.